Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Glory, glory, glory. I'd just like to say thank you to Pastor Mark and Sister Phyllis, and what a blessing they are. How many love your pastors? Amen. Can you give them a hand? Praise God. Hallelujah. We're so encouraged when we come here, and if you don't understand that, just travel with me for a little bit and you'll understand that very quickly. Amen. It's such a blessing to come to a place that loves the Word, loves the Spirit of God, that His anointing flows, amen, upon the praise and worship. Praise and worship team, you did a fabulous job. Amen. How many love your praise and worship team? Praise God. Amen. Every time I come here, I think they get better and better. Amen. So that's what you're supposed to be doing, right? Hallelujah. But it's such a blessing. Thank you guys for everything, Pastor and Miss Phyllis. Thank you for taking care of me as you always do. And my wife sends her regards, and she wants to come back here soon and very soon, praise the Lord. But anyway, she was under the weather yesterday, and but she's the healed of the Lord today. Amen. And she apologizes, and she does want to come back. She always loves coming here, and it's one of her highlights. But anyway, praise God. Amen. So we're going to get into the Word today. Is that all right? Amen. How many are ready for the Word? Amen. It's amazing how the Holy Ghost orchestrates everything, just what Pastor Mark said, and even the songs and just everything. And we're going to talk about believing and speaking. And it's something that has been stirring in my heart, and it seems like, you know, it's amazing. I just happened to turn on the TV, I think it was, or maybe it was radio, I turned on something this week to listen. And when I turned it on, it was talking exactly what I was preaching last week, and then this week on. And so it's amazing how confirmation comes, Pastor, you know, as we talked about last night. And so I just want to talk to you about believing and speaking. Brother Hagin said this: believing and speaking opens the door to the supernatural. I'm going to say that again. Believing and speaking opens the door to the supernatural. Believing and speaking opens the door to the supernatural. Well, what's the supernatural? That's when the super makes the natural no longer. There you go. Amen. Because in natural, we didn't see how it's going to happen. But when the super mixed with the natural causes the natural to obey the super, which comes from God, it becomes supernatural. Anybody with me this morning? Amen. You all right? Like I just said something foreign. Amen. Anybody believe in the supernatural? Amen. Anybody believe in healing? Hallelujah. That's supernatural. Amen. Anybody believe in salvation? That's supernatural. When somebody truly gets saved and they truly do what salvation means, to turn around and go the opposite direction, become a brand new species that's never been before, that is supernatural within a person. Amen. When healing takes place, it's supernatural within a person. Amen. And so supernatural, believing and speaking opens the door to supernatural. And I want to talk about believing and speaking. I'm going to talk about really talking about speaking this morning. And so I want to lay a foundation if I can. And in the book of Genesis, you don't have to turn there. I just want to do really quick foundation because I got to get somewhere. But in the book of Genesis, we all know that God saw the earth. It was without form or void. And He said, it's not good that the earth was without form and void. And so what did He do? For the next 6 days, He spoke things into existence. He spoke light, and light came. The moment that He spoke light, darkness did not have a meeting and decide if it was going to obey or not. No, the moment that God spoke, there was power behind His words, and it had to obey. So when He said light, darkness had no choice but to leave. Anybody with me this morning? So then God came on the scene, and He created heavens and the earth. He was on the scene. He created the heavens and the earth. And he caused the earth to have form. He divided, He put the water there, divided the land and the sea. He put fish, deer, praise the Lord. Y'all like to hunt deer up here, don't you? Amen. We do in Georgia. Anyway, but He put deer there for you to kill and eat. No, I'm just kidding. But he put fish there. He put fowl of the air. You know, He created the heavens and the earth. Then at the sixth day, He created man. And then at the end, He created Eve out of Adam's side, right? And on the seventh day, He rested. Well, we have that and how that was formed, how the earth was formed, but then comes along Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And the same power that was within God and His words was within Jesus, His Son, Himself. And so Jesus spoke things. And so if you'll turn over real quick to Luke chapter 4, and then Luke chapter 4, watch this verse. I want to point this out just, if I can, just really quickly. Luke chapter 4, it says this in verse 22. We see that Jesus was speaking in Luke 4:22. I'm reading out of the Amplified. Says that He's continued on. They were all speaking well of Him. The crowd was speaking well of Him, and they were in awe and were wondering about the words of grace which were coming from His lips. And they were saying, "Is this not Joseph's son?" And so they were in awe of His words. Skip down to verse 32, and they were surprised, almost overwhelmed at His teaching. Because His message was given. Now I want you, I like the Amplified here, because He was given His message with three things. Number one, and the Amplified says, He was given His message with authority, He was given His message with power, and He was given His message with great ability. Well, praise the Lord, amen. So Jesus gave His message with authority, He gave His message with power, and He gave His message with great ability. This Jesus that lived 33 years, died on the cross for our sins, and then God said He rose from the dead. He raised Him with His right arm from the dead on the third glorious day, that sits at the right hand of the Father, alive and well, praying for you and for me. But then Jesus also said before He left, He says, "Expedient that I go away. If I don't go away, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, cannot come." So now we don't just have God. We don't just have Jesus, but now we got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. The three in one. Anybody with me today? So if God had power in His words, then Jesus had power and authority and great ability in His words, and the greater one lives on the inside of us, which is Jesus, then guess what we have with our words? We should be speaking the Word of God with great authority, with great power, and great ability as well. Jesus lives on the inside of us. Amen. So watch this, verse 33. There was a man in the synagogue who was possessed by the spirit of an unclean spirit. And he cried out with a loud voice and a terrible voice. In verse 35. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, muzzled, gagged. Come out of him." And when the demon had thrown the man down among them, he came out of him without injuring him in any way. So the demons were subject to Jesus. Watch this. Verse 36. And they were all astonished and in awe and began saying one to another, "What is this message? For this authority, for with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And the news about him spread into every place in the surrounding district or Galilee. Watch this. And I like this scripture, verse 38. Watch this story. Then Jesus got up and left the synagogue, went to Simon Peter's house. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked him to help her. Standing over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she got up and began serving them as her guest. While the sun was setting, marking the end of the Sabbath day, all those who had any, or who were sick with various diseases, brought them to Jesus, laying His hands on each one of them. He was healing them, exhibiting His authority as Messiah. Demons also were coming out of many people shouting, "You are the Son of God." But I want to back up there to Simon Peter's mother-in-law, because Jesus went in there, and then they said, "Can you pray for her?" He saw that she wasn't feeling good. He saw she had a high fever. Watch this. He didn't ask how long she had the fever. Come on, somebody help me this morning. Amen. He didn't ask how high has the fever been? When was the last time you took some medicine? When was the last time you ate? How long you been in bed? How long has this been going on? Have you had other symptoms? Have you had other signs? Have you been feeling this way or that way? No. He wasn't going in there to ask no questions. Anybody with me? He saw that she had the fever, and what did he do? He spoke to what is wrong. He didn't ask what was wrong. He spoke to what is wrong. Number one, he spoke to the fever and it left. So you and I have great ability, great power, and great authority. We can speak to what is wrong and it has to leave as well. Why? Because it's not about me. It's all about Him and what He's done on the cross. He shed His last blood. The blood of Jesus was shed for us, for our sin, for our sickness, and for our poverty's sake. So therefore, I can live debt-free. Come on, somebody. I can live without sin. I can live without sickness. Hallelujah. I can live in divine health all the days of my life. Amen. So watch this. So he spoke to the fever. Number one, the fever had to hear him. The fever had to hear him. If the fever heard him, then guess what? The fever will hear you too. Anybody with me? So he spoke to the fever and the fever left. Now, I want to go on down. Pastor referred to Mark 11, 22, 23, 24. We'll get there in just a minute. But we can go ahead and quote it. He said, have faith in God. Whosoever shall what? Say to what? The mountain. He didn't say pray about the mountain. He said you speak to that mountain. You say to the mountain, what do you want the mountain to do? Do you want to complain about it being there? And as long as you complain about it being there, it's going to remain there. Or do you want that mountain to move? If you want that mountain to move, then you've got to say something. But in order to say something, you've got to know what to say. Because you've got to say according to the Word of God. If you don't say according to the Word, that by His stripes I am the healed of the Lord, that no spirit of infirmity shall have its place in my body, because this is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Now, spirit of infirmity, I command you to leave my body right now. I speak to you. Do you hear me? I'm talking to you with great ability, great authority, and great power, because I got Jesus, the greater one, living on the inside of me. I got God, Almighty God, who created the heavens and the earth, and Adam and Eve, who created me, causing the blood to flow through the top of my head to my pinky toe, and I don't understand how, but He did it. I got that authority back in me that if I just speak the word only, it shall be made whole. Amen. Speak the word only and you shall be saved. Speak the word, whatever who confesses with their mouth and what? Believes with their heart. Now, Mark 11, 23, 24, it goes on to say, Satan the mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. I can tell you this, some people are speaking, but full of doubt in their heart, and they're not seeing anything happen. Because you have to be fully persuaded. You have to be fully persuaded. What do you do when you tell your spouse, or you tell your kids, or you tell somebody, hey, good night, love you, see you in the morning? You have 100% fully persuasion that you're going to wake up and you're going to see them in the morning. Come on, somebody. So that much persuasion, just seeing them in the morning, is the same, if not more, that you need to have in Almighty God and in His Word. That whatever He said shall surely come to pass. You got to speak. Listen. A silent Christian loses by default. You lose by default, a silent Christian. You've got to speak the Word of God. You've got to say unto the mountain. You've got to speak to the fever. In this case, what Jesus did, He spoke to the fig tree in another story and cursed it. And they saw that He cursed it and couldn't believe that He cursed it because it died. Why? Here's the thing. There's power in His words. Can I tell you, there's power in your words this morning. Anybody with me, can he say amen? John 6, 63. Let's turn over there very quickly. I got to hurry. Amen. We got to get somewhere. John 6, 63. Watch what happens here. Watch what Jesus said. 6, 63. Do you have it? Can you say amen? John 6, 63. Watch what he says. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh conveys no benefit. This is Amplified. It is of no account. The words I have spoken to you are spirit. Somebody shout spirit. And they are life, providing eternal life. The words that he speaks are what? Spirit. And they are what? Life. Say it again. The words that he speaks are what? Spirit. And they are life. Say it again. The words that Jesus speaks are what? Spirit. And they are life. If we have Jesus living on the inside of us, guess what? Our words should be of the Spirit and of life. So in other words, we should always be an encourager. We should always be speaking faith. We should always be speaking positivity to somebody, come on somebody, according to the Word of God. You know you're having some trouble right now, but you know God is greater than that trouble. You know God's going to bring you out. You know weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. God's going to bring you through that mess. God's going to bring you out to victory. You're going to have victory. You're going to have victory in that situation you're coming through in Jesus' name. So our words should be full of the Spirit. Our words should be full of life. If Jesus' words were full of the Spirit, and they are full of life, so our words should be too. Now watch Job 38 and 33. Watch what he says here. The book of Job. Job 38 and 33. Watch what Job said. Job 38 and 33. Do you not know the ordinance of the heavens? Or can you establish their rule over the earth? Do you not know, he's saying here, the ordinance of the heavens? What is the ordinance of the heavens? And then he says, or can you establish their rule over the earth? In other words, Pastor read a verse up here. There's two things in operation here. There's two things. There's the law of the natural, and then there's the law of the spiritual. Two things going on. There's two different laws, spiritual and natural. Two different laws. Anybody with me? Can he say amen? And I don't know what he preached Wednesday night, but I have a feeling it's along the same lines. But there's two different laws. And so he asked Job here, he said, he was asking him, and he was saying here, do you know the ordinance of the heavens, or can you establish their rule over the earth? And so you have to decide, death and life are where? In the power of the tongue. You have to decide, am I speaking words of the Spirit, or am I speaking just words of the natural? Because I can tell you, if you speak words of the Spirit, they're going to bring life. Come on, somebody. If you speak words of the natural, they're probably going to bring death or discouragement. Come on, somebody. Not actual, maybe death. It might, but they will be discouragement and not uplifting. Anybody with me? Can you just say amen? Especially when somebody pulls out in front of you in traffic. Praise the Lord. I live in Atlanta. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes you just want a bumper car. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Just one time. I ain't going to say nothing. I'm just going to bump them out of the way. They'll be all right. You ever rode a bumper car? You crash and they'd be just fine, right? Amen. Maybe somebody can create that. Anyway, but watch. They are spirit and they are life. Now I want you to turn over to Psalms 141:3. Everybody still with me this morning? Amen. Come on, we're going somewhere. Psalm 141. Watch this. Your words are spirit, or they and they are life. And so we got to be careful, because we're either speaking what? By the Spirit, or we're speaking by the natural. Right? I said right? Psalm 141:3. Watch what he said. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips, to keep me from speaking thoughtlessly. Wow. I'm going to say that again. Psalms 141:3. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door. Watch this. A key right here. The door of my lips. Your lips are a door. Come on. Your lips are a door. And it depends on if you need to open that door or keep that door shut. Anybody know what I'm saying? I might have told you this before, but my mama raised me on this saying. Zip your lip, tater chip. Amen. That's what she used to tell me. Because when I was about to back talk mama, she'd say, Zip your lip, Tater Chip. You fixing to get backhanded. Come on, somebody. Right? And so you start back talking, Mama, you about to get busted. Amen. In the mouth or in the backside. So you better zip your lip, Tater Chip. So your lips are a door. Door to what? Door to whatever you're saying. Your lips are a door to the spiritual. Your lips to the door to the natural. If you don't say anything, then you don't produce anything. Negative or positive, though. How many know sometimes we just don't need to say anything? You know Bambi? Anybody ever watch that movie, Bambi? I got a six-year-old. Praise the Lord. I know I don't look old enough to have a six-year-old, but I am. Amen. 18, 16, and 6. So praise the Lord. Amen. We starting all over. But watch this. Bambi, in that movie, there's a rabbit, isn't it, called Thumper? And he said, if you don't have nothing nice to say, then don't say nothing at all. Keep the door shut. Anybody with me? Right? So the lips, the door of my lips to keep me from speaking thoughtlessly. Your lips are doors. Look at Psalms 39. I got to hurry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalms 39. And I want to show you this illustration. I hope it brings it all home. So, Psalms 39 and verse 1. Watch what he says here. Psalm 39 and verse 1. He said, I said, I will guard my ways that I might not sin with my tongue. How are we sinning? A lot of times we get ourselves caught up in things or cause things to happen in our lives because our very own words. Well, praise the Lord. That's all right. You'll get it after I get gone here today. Amen. I will guard my ways that I might not sin with my tongue. I will muzzle my mouth while the wicked are in my presence. Watch this. I will muzzle my mouth while the wicked are in my presence. Watch this. The wicked, listen. If you are a born-again believer, you're full of the Holy Ghost, people around you know that. They can't help but know that. Right? Well, praise the Lord. We got three people that people know that they're saved. People should know a difference about you. Maybe, amen. So watch this. The wicked are hanging on every word that you speak out of your mouth. They're waiting on you. You know what they're waiting on you? To say the right thing, but they're waiting on you to say the wrong thing. They're waiting right there to hang on your words. You know why? Watch this. Who's the wicked? Not people, but let's go on the spiritual. What is the wicked? It's the devil and it's the demons. Watch this. The devil has no power over you. Demons have no power over you. They cannot harm you. Nothing shall by any means harm you. The only way the wicked can harm you is if you give him power. And the power is in the tongue. The power is in the believing and in the speaking. The same way you get from God is the same way you give ammunition to the devil. The devil can't come in if you don't give him place. They're hanging on every word. They're wanting you to get up in the morning and say, I just don't feel good. And then guess what? They're grabbing that word and they're taking it off and they're causing it. Oh, we're going to make sure Jody's body doesn't feel good. He just gave us ammunition. But if I rise up and I say, this is the day that the Lord has made just for me, I choose to rejoice. I choose to be glad in it. Something good is going to happen to me today. The favor of the Lord surrounds me like a shield. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, my Lord. I'm blessed coming in. And I'm blessed going out. Wherever the sole of my foot shall tread, it's blessed. I claim it. I'm blessed. Whatever I put my hands to. Anybody with me? Can he say amen? Amen. Now watch this. I went shopping. Not really, but I did. So do I have a handy helper that would be able to help me today? Wow, I have no volunteers. Praise the Lord. Wow. Son, I'm not going to speak evil of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. If I had $100, I'd give it to you, but I don't. Sorry. Anyway, praise the Lord. So watch this. Watch this. This is literally what we're doing. Try not to mess these up. So if you would, just... So watch. These are bags. And in these bags are words. So watch. When everything's going good, we are storing in our bags words. Follow me. When we're going good, everything's going good. Everything's great in our life. Our children are listening. Our dog's even obeying. Let me tell you that story, just so you can get a kick out of it. My daughter, 16 years old, wanted a dog last year for Christmas. We already got a dog. He died this year, but it was my buddy. He's an English Corgi. But anyway, she wanted a dog for Christmas. So all the grandparents and us as parents went in and bought this dog. Now, one thing I like about the English Corgi, he eats, goes to the bathroom, lays at my feet, and sleeps. That's it. You don't hear him. And this dog my daughter wanted, I don't know how I said yes. I think they twisted my arm. I'm not for sure. But I got this dog. We got this dog for her. From the time it's been in the house to the time I left yesterday. And so we got this dog and they say, this is a smart dog. It's a puppy and we'll be able to train it. I said, who's we? I said, you gone to school. Tamla gone to work. Who's the we? Me, myself, and I. And so they said, take it out every 2 hours. So I took it out every 2 hours. Go in there, still use the bathroom in the pen. And so I got to saying, this is the dumbest dog I ever seen in my life. I'm serious. I started saying that. This Thanksgiving would be 1 year. We only had this dog a year. I'm already tired of the dog, all right? And so I was saying, this is the dumbest dog I ever seen in my life. I'm taking out every 2 hours. I'm not going out more than that. Come on. Surely to goodness it can learn something. Yeah. They said, it's the smartest dog. No, it ain't. I can tell you right now, it looks like a rat. That's all it does. It's about that big. And so she said, it's smart. And I kept saying, no, it's dumb. And so I said, I'm tired of cleaning up after this dog. And all of a sudden on the inside of here, the Lord said, won't you start speaking to the dog? I said, speaking to the dog? Really? And so I started saying, you smart. You not using the bathroom in your pen no more. And the other day, we were gone for 8 hours. And I come back in. That dog had not used the bathroom in that pen. Boy, I did a happy dance. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of cleaning up. I'm tired of mopping. I'm tired of sweeping. I'm tired of everything. Amen. I was like, devil, you ain't getting on my nerves. Dog, you ain't either. And so that dog held it till I took her outside. And guess what? I was happy, and I guess she was happy, and we gave her a treat. Amen. But can I tell you, when everything's going good, words are building up. So what happens is, watch this, when everything starts going wrong, maybe not everything, but when things start going wrong, then whatever's in your spiritual sack, watch this, or your natural sack is going to come out. Follow me. But so you got a spiritual sack you're putting words in. You got a spiritual sack you're putting natural words in. And whatever you fill up the most is going to come out when the trouble hits. I'm not for sure which one's which, brother. So I'm not trying to go against you or say you're natural or spiritual. Amen. But if you would, just follow me with this. I think that's in order. Okay. You got the natural. Praise the Lord. You all in the natural. I'm in the spirit over here. I knew the Holy Ghost would orchestrate that just right. I love you, brother. Amen. I don't even know you. Praise the Lord. All right. So watch this. Put up the natural. First one, or the 10. Yeah, just go right there. Read it out loud.
I just wish I could get over this.
Somebody might say, I just wish I could get over this. Or you can put in, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, my Lord. Come on, somebody. Anybody with me? You can put in this.
The devil is just messing with me all the time.
Or you could say what the Word said, greater is He and is in me than he that is in the world. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about the spiritual sack or the flesh sack, the natural sack. Whatever you fill up the most is going to come out at the time of adversity. Your mouth, Proverbs tells us, the power of life and death are in your words. They're in your mouth. You got to know when to close it. You got to know when to close the door of your lips or when to open the door of your lips. Come on, somebody. It's so important. That's why it's so important every day. When you're living on the mountain and everything's going good, people think they can take a vacation from church, take a vacation from prayer, take a vacation from the Word. Can I tell you, you cannot take a vacation from the things of God. You cannot quit putting the Word in. You cannot quit praying. You cannot quit coming to church. The anointing is tangible. Come on, somebody. Anybody listening right now, they might get some of it, but you being here, you're going to get the full bottle. Hallelujah. They're running over because it's tangible. Come on, somebody. Amen. And so it matters what you're saying because you got a sack on you spiritually and you got a sack on you naturally. And whatever you're filling up is going to come out. Come on, let's say a few more here.
I'm just scared to tell people about Jesus.
I'm scared to tell people about Jesus. Or you can say, I'm the biggest soul winner Evansville's ever seen. I'm winning souls. Why? Because Jesus said, be a light upon the hill. Come on, somebody. He said to share your testimony. Right? Share that Jesus loves them. I mean, my brother here, we was eating last night, invited a lady to church. I didn't say nothing to him last night, but I was impressed by that, and I appreciate that. And I hope he does that everywhere, but praise God. Listen, 50% of people, this is proven statistically, 50% of people that do not come to church, listen, 50%, everybody say that with me. 50% that do not come to church would come to church if they were just asked. 50%. So that means one out of two. Well, if you're batting 500, Braves won the World Series. Praise the Lord, I had to throw that in. Anyway, if you're batting 500, you're batting good. And you're going to get paid a lot of money. Come on, somebody. So as a soul winner, inviting people to Jesus or inviting people to church, you don't even have to tell them about Jesus. Just get them in here and let pastor preach to them. Let the Holy Ghost deal with them. Be a partner with them and know that they need you, but you need them. And you stand with them and you pray with them and you point them to Jesus. And I promise you, they'll come to church and they'll thank you later. Amen. But just inviting them puts a seed in them. Praise the Lord. We got to hurry.
I'm just so troubled in my heart.
Or you could say, I have the peace of God that rules and reigns in my heart by Christ Jesus. I'm at peace with everything that I do. You know why? You know why people's not at peace? Because they're not right with God. You know why people's not at peace? Because they didn't obey God. Well, praise the Lord. Anyway, let's go on down the road.
I'm just led by my feelings or my flesh.
I'm led by the Spirit of God. I said, I'm led by the Spirit of God. I'm not led by my flesh. I'm led by the Spirit. Every day, every day, I'm led by the Spirit. What do you mean? Say it. I said, say it. I'm led by my Spirit. Have you ever been going to work? Have you ever been going to a grocery store? Have you ever been going to visit somebody and you went a totally different way than the way you usually go? Sometimes we don't even know that we're led by the Spirit. Later to find out the road that you were supposed to be on, there was a wreck. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. I'm led by my Spirit. This is what I say all the time. I'm at the right place at the right time for the right reason, the right season. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm everywhere God wants me to be at the right time. Amen.
My children, my spouse just won't listen and they always do their own thing.
Say that again.
My children and my spouse.
Or my dog, they just won't listen. Right? You're frustrated. My spouse just won't listen. My kids just won't listen. I found this out. I don't need to complain to them about them. I need to take them to the Lord and say, Lord, I thank you. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My children are saved. My children are filled with the Holy Ghost. My children are walking uprightly before you. My children are blessed coming in and blessed going out. My children hear the voice of the Spirit. The voice of the Spirit is louder than the voice of the enemy that's speaking to them. They will not go the wrong way, but they will go in the way of the Word. They will go in the way of the Lord. They will go in the will of the Lord. Amen. And they'll walk in your will. They'll walk in your statutes, and they'll obey you all the days of their life. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Why? Because I have authority as a husband. I have authority as a father to speak blessings. I'm supposed to do that and point them to the Word. Amen. I said, amen. Don't complain about them. Won't you start praying for them and speaking the Word over them? I speak scriptures on my wife. Here's scriptures, husband. I'll help you. I'll help you right now. Praise the Lord. Anybody with me? Speak this over your wife. My wife is a fruitful vine, according to the Word, by the sides of my table. My wife is a fruitful vine by the sides of my table. And my children are like olive plants. Anybody know that scripture? Anybody ever spoken that scripture? Amen. Why? Because you speak it over them. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We better move on. Amen.
I just don't have enough to pay my bills.
My God shall supply all of my need. He didn't say wants. He said your need. My God shall supply all of my need according to His riches and glory. By how? Not me. I said not me. It's not supplied by your boss. Not supplied by the government. It's not supplied by anybody else. All my needs are supplied by Jesus, who is more than enough. Come on, somebody. Amen. I have more than enough money to pay all my bills and put money back in store, in savings as well. Call those things that be not as though they already are. It's the power of your words. Go ahead. Come on.
I'm so sad.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. I said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Come on. Somebody just needs to laugh this morning. The joy of the Lord is my strength. If you need to laugh, go get your yearbook out. Look how... Anyway, go ahead. Two more.
I'm not feeling good. I feel sick.
I'm not feeling good. Well, I'm glad the Word's not based on your feelings. The Word's based on faith. The faith of the Lord says, I am the healed of the Lord. I said, I am the healed of the Lord. The one with the issue of blood, she made a statement. She said, if I but touch the hem of a garment, watch this. She said, I shall be made whole. Can I tell you, you got to get a proclamation. I am the healed of the Lord. I am the healed of the Lord. He wish above all things that I would prosper and be in health, even as my soul prospers. He wants me to walk in divine health all the days of my life. I am walking. I'm agreeing with God's Word. I'm taking my faith, agreeing with God. And so our faith together, guess what? Will bring the Word of God to pass. Hallelujah. I'm going to walk in divine health. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Come on, say the last one.
I'm so broke.
I'm so broke. Well, I'm so blessed. Somebody say amen. I'm blessed coming in, and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in the city, I'm blessed in the field. The Word, listen, watch this. If you get this idea, it's all about the mind. It's all about how you look at things. You can look at things half empty, or you can look at things at half full. You can say, as long as I'm at this job and this corporation, it's going to be blessed because I'm here, because I bring the anointing, because I bring the favor of the Lord. As long as I'm here, it's going to be blessed. It's going to flourish. I'll never lose my job. Somebody needs to say that today. Quit worrying about if you're going to lose your job. Go ahead and say it. I'm never losing my job. As long as I'm here, this company's going to be blessed. This company's going to multiply. This company's going to grow. Hallelujah. Listen, I remember when I used to be in sales. I remember I used to be in sales and I only made commission. And I'd have to pay the bills. And Tam was going through nursing school. And our kids were little and they were in pre-K, kindergarten, elementary school, somewhere right in there. And I remember it come down to Friday, and I hadn't sold anything. Didn't know how I was going to get the money to pay our bills. Come on, somebody. Didn't know how I was going to have enough to pay for gas and groceries, the electric bill, the power, the water, the gas, everything. Pay for all that. And I say, thank you, Lord. I've been doing my part. I've scheduled my appointments. I've talked to people. They've said no. But I thank you that you're going to bless my efforts. You're going to bless me. And somehow, some way, somebody is going to march right up in here and they're going to say, we need this and we want to sign up and we're going to have commission and we're going to have a contract and they're going to sign it and I'm going to have enough commission by the end of the week to pay all I need to pay and to have some left over. Can I tell you right now, by Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock, I didn't just have one contract where it was just enough. I had multiple contracts which pushed me over. Why? Because I spoke it out of my mouth. Because I would not allow defeat to be a part of me. I live in victory every day of my life. Defeat has no part in me. Why? Because defeat is not of God. Defeat is the enemy. You are not defeated. You are victorious through Christ Jesus your Lord. Amen. And so it matters what you say. It matters what you speak. Can anybody say amen? Amen. Listen, Proverbs 30, 32. Can I give you a couple more? Can I give you a couple more? Praise the Lord. I'm trying to hurry. Proverbs chapter 30 and 32. Let me finish this off. 30, 32. Watch what he says here. He said, if you foolishly exalted yourself, or if you had plotted evil, put your hand on your mouth. Everybody do this. Come on. The participation right here. Do this. Put your hand over your mouth. If you participated in evil, if you've exalted yourself foolishly, or if you plotted evil, put your hand over your mouth. Surely the churning of milk produces butter, and wringing the nose produces blood. So the churning of anger produces strife. So don't say things that you don't need to say. All you doing is stirring up the pot. I tell you what. No, don't tell me what. Anybody know? Somebody say, let me just tell you what's on my mind. Give you a piece of my mind. No, don't. You done lost too many pieces. I don't want no more. Amen. Praise the Lord. So watch this. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. You got to know when to hold them. Somebody say amen. You got to know when to be quiet. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. Watch what he says here. Watch what he says. Do not let unwholesome, foul, profane, worthless, vulgar words ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good for building up others. Build up others. Isn't that what Paul said? Build each other up in your most holy faith. Anybody remember that scripture? Watch what he said. Build up others according to the need and of the occasion so that it will be a blessing to those who hear you speak. Now, you don't answer this question. Please do not answer this question. Do people want to hear you speak because you're an encourager? Or people run from you when they see you because they know all you're going to do is just negative, negative, discouraged, discouraged, negative, discouraged, negative, discouraged. See, if you're always a smile on your face, you're always an uplifter, guess what? People want to be around you. I know I do. I want to be around somebody full of faith. I want to be around somebody who's seen prayers answered. Come on, somebody who has some revelation of the Word, who knows how to walk in the Word of God and speak the Word of God and believe the Word of God and see the Word of God come to pass in their life. Amen. I said amen. And so we got to be careful what we're saying. Edify, give grace, build up. Can I tell you? The devil distracts us. Watch this. The devil distracts us and tries to get us to speak evil or speak naturally against the Word or against what God has done for us. Anybody with me? Can you say amen? The moment that you tell somebody, hey, this is what God's going to do in my life. This is what the vision is that God has given me for my life. Or this is where me and my wife or our family is doing for the Lord. The moment that you say that out of your mouth, there's people that will bring doubt straight to you. Well, I don't know, brother. You better pray about that. Are you sure you can do that? Well, what if this happens? I mean, all of a sudden, they're dream killers and vision stealers and trying to stop what God has told you to do. Why? Because they're not linked up with believing like you. They're not linked up with the Word of God like you. I'm not saying that they're bad, but you have to be careful who you say what to. Amen. But even though they don't understand, you still need to say what the Lord said to say. Amen. And you need to tell them. Here's why you need to tell them. Because they too need to see the work of God. And they too need to believe. Anybody with me? Can you say amen? And so be careful about saying it and telling it. But we also need to, so the sinners will say, wow. That's a man of God. Wow, that's a woman of God. Look what God done for them. And it gives us a testimony of now to go back and tell them, hey, God can do the same for you. Anybody with me? Can you say amen? So Job 6, 23, 24 tells us, you don't have to turn there, but it tells us why he got into trouble. And the reason why he got into trouble, because his very own mouth. A lot of people blame it on other stuff. A lot of people say other things, but his very own mouth. In 23, 24, Job chapter 6, you can read it. He tells there, he said, Father, help me. God, help me with my mouth. Can I tell you, that's the greatest thing we could say. God, help me with my mouth. Help me be a blessing, not a cursing. Help me be an encourager, not a discourager. Right? And so we've got to know the authority and the power is in our words. And God the Father, God the Holy Ghost, and Jesus is backing us. So we have authority over what? Over sickness. We have authority over disease. We have authority over lack. We have authority over poverty. We have authority over sin. Why? Because He has forgiven us the moment we believe with our heart. Confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, thou shalt be saved. You're saved. So you have authority. But where does that authority lie? It's in your very own mouth. So I challenge you. I'm not getting on to you today. I'm encouraging you today. What are you saying with your mouth? And which sack is full? Your spiritual sack or your natural sack? Because whatever happens to you, them words are going to fly, whatever's full, whether it's natural or whether it's spiritual. And so be sure that the spiritual sack is more full than the natural sack. Anybody know what I'm saying? Be careful what you're saying. Be careful. Why? Because you're actually speaking your future into existence. You're speaking your future into existence. My son said, and believed God that he was going to play college football. They told him as a sophomore, son, listen, just enjoy high school. You probably never play college. But guess what? He didn't take no for an answer. He believed God. And God opened the door for him. And he's at a college. I was sharing with him last night. He's like, Dad, which one do I choose? I said, I don't know, bro. We just pray about it. I mean, I can't tell you which one. But he got peace about which one. His first week of the college that he chose, Berea College there, the first week his head coach came to him in the weight room, first week there, and he said, hey, this is not mandatory, this is not held against you, but I'd like to invite you, head coach, to my house Thursday night for Bible study. Come on, somebody. You know that you know that you know you're in the right place. But guess what? He didn't know about that before he chose the college. But confirmation came after he heard from God. He said, Dad, I really feel like I'm supposed to go here. I said, go with it, buddy. Not only that, but he's at a college, $52,000 a year. And it's paid for. Hallelujah! You know why? Because for 2 years, he said, I'm going to go to a college, but I'm not graduating with any student debt. And I said, you'll have what you say. He said, Dad, I don't want no student debt. He said, I'm not working 5 years after I get out of college to pay for student debt or longer. And I said, well, if you believe it, you can have it. You speak it. So guess what? He'll graduate owing $0 to the government for student debt. Hallelujah! I said, hallelujah! And so I'm thankful. I said, I'm thankful that I too can share with that with my children. Come on, somebody. And so here is the thing. We can share with others the power of life and death. Anybody with me this morning? Amen. And I just want to speak to you this. This has really been in my spirit. I've been speaking and preaching on this for probably months now. It matters what you say. Listen, listen. Words are not just noise. Because we feel if we get together that we have to talk. Who said? So words are not just noise. Words are powerful. They're spirit. They're life. What Jesus said. Or they're death. They're carnal. They're natural. So be careful. Don't just get together. Somebody say, well, I tell you what. And you're complaining about whatever. Be careful. I said, be careful. Because when one person starts complaining, guess what that causes? Usually. Come on. Somebody else complaining. Guess what that causes? Somebody else complaining. And then before long, you ain't done nothing but just sat around and just complained. And so all you've done is sown to the natural death and death and discouragement and death and discouragement. Anybody with me? Amen. Not trying to get on anybody, just trying to help you. Is that all right? Amen. So be careful what you're talking about. Be careful what you're saying. You can say, you know, I'm concerned about this, but here's what God's Word says. And here's what we're going to believe for. I'm not telling you not to ask for prayer. If you're sick, you say, hey, I'm not feeling well, but I believe the report of the Lord. I'm asking you to agree with me that by His stripes I am the healed of the Lord. You can say what's wrong, but don't claim it and don't stay with that. You got to continue on. It's a conjunction. You put the word B-U-T in the middle of that sentence. Guess what? But that's not the end of the story. Come on, somebody. The end of the story is His healing virtue is flowing in me, correcting everything that's wrong in me and making it right so I am the healed of the Lord. Right? So you got to understand you can say what's wrong, but you've got to continue on after what's wrong to say what's right. Amen. There's power of life and death in your very own mouth. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.